I'm going to be talking about HIV testing among adolescents attending alternative and therapeutic schools. And want to acknowledge the other folks who helped along with this, and NIMH for sponsoring the research from which this data comes. I have no disclosures. I think I don't really need to sell the idea that HIV testing is an important part of the epidemic, so I'm going to skip this slide, really, except to note that adolescents' role in it, which is that there are data that suggests that about 50% of HIV infections among adults occurred during adolescence, and so the earlier that we can test kids, the sooner they'll know, and the treatment implications for that are obvious. Adolescence is a time of risk, and we know that adolescents also have poor rates of getting tested. The youth risk behavior surveillance data from the CDC suggests that only about 13% of adolescents report getting an HIV test. This is a survey, for those of you not familiar, it's a survey of high school students from across the country, and only 13% endorse being tested. Other studies that assess sexually active youth only report 30 to 50% of students or youth getting HIV testing. And CDC data suggests that of the tests that are done at their CDC-supported sites, only about 10% are with 13 to 18-year-olds. In addition to that, the rates of testing among 13 to 18-year-olds have been declining in recent years. So, for example, the CDC reported 228,000 HIV tests among 13 to 18-year-olds in 1999, and in 2004, which is the last year that data are available, this number had dropped to 190,000. All of this despite knowing that lots of adolescents are at risk. And one subgroup that is at particular risk are adolescents with mental health problems. Some of these teens are placed in alternative schools, which serve adolescents who have difficulty functioning in typical school settings. So a lot of these schools have therapy programs that are built in and staff that are trained to handle emotional and behavioral problems. And I will say that the schools in Rhode Island that we're going to be talking about today are primarily therapeutic alternative schools. Teens at alternative and therapeutic schools are more likely to exhibit risk behaviors. So they have also done this youth risk behavior surveillance with alternative school students as a separate survey, and their risk behavior rates are much higher than those in the general population, the YRBS that is published from the typical high school data. So for example, they're more likely to be sexually active. 86% of alternative schools, high school students report having had sex. 22% report a sexual debut before the age of 13. 56% have had sex without a condom in the past 3 months. 29% have been involved in a pregnancy. These rates are much higher than those in the general YRBS data. And despite all this risk behavior, we know very little about HIV testing among teens in alternative schools. So this project was done with 162 adolescents attending alternative school programs in Rhode Island. The average age was about 15, and it was 59% female, and about half of the participants were white. This was done as baseline data that we were collecting for an intervention program that we had put together for students in alternative school programs, which was an HIV prevention program. And so the data that I'm talking about today are the baseline data from that survey, which was done on a laptop computer for privacy, and is all self-report. So it's self-report of having ever received an HIV test, as well as their own risk behaviors, so including being sexually active, which for this talk I'm defining as vaginal, anal, or oral sex. It also includes having had an STI, and so they self-reported on whether they had ever had chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes, genital warts, trichomoniasis. They reported on their own mental health symptoms on the diagnostic interview schedule for children, which is a mental health symptom inventory, as well as provided information about where they got information about HIV, their attitudes toward condom use, and their knowledge about HIV. Of the students from alternative and therapeutic schools that we were working with, 27% at baseline reported that they had had an HIV test. 59% reported that they had been sexually active. And 57% endorsed significant symptoms of a mental health disorder. Most of the students endorsed that they had been taught about HIV or had gotten information about HIV from their school. And the other one that I want to highlight on here as a little bit of foreshadowing for you is the therapist, which presumably all of the students, almost all of the students in this study, had a therapist through their school. And 23% of them endorsed that their therapist had talked to them about HIV. I should also add that the item was really about HIV and not necessarily about HIV testing specifically. It was a much broader item. So demographically, what was associated with being tested was that females were more likely to be tested than males. Being older made you more likely to be tested, but there was no difference between racial groups. And here I've divided it out between whites and non-whites. But the data here are consistent with the adolescent data, HIV testing data, more broadly, that girls are more likely to be tested than boys, and the older you are, the more likely you are to have been tested. In terms of healthcare and HIV testing, those who had significant symptoms of a mental health problem were more likely to be tested. Those who endorsed ever having an STI were more likely to be tested, and those who had been involved in a pregnancy, so had been pregnant or had gotten someone pregnant, were more likely to be tested. So the take home here is the more contact with the healthcare system that they had, the more likely they were to have been tested. Sexual activity in HIV testing, being sexually active, those who were sexually active were more likely to have been tested. But there was no difference on other risk measures. So having had unprotected sex, those who had had unprotected sex were no more likely to have been tested than those who had had only protected sex. And those who had had multiple partners were not significantly more likely to have been tested than those who had one partner. Although I should say that that approached statistical significance, so it was in the right direction. Those who had been tested had more positive attitudes toward condoms than those who were not tested. Those who were tested scored higher on a test of HIV knowledge than those not tested, so they knew more about HIV. Those who knew somebody with AIDS were more likely to be tested than those who did not know someone with AIDS. Adolescents who reported that their therapist had talked to them about HIV were more likely to have been tested, and the same effect was noted for doctors. No other source of HIV information was associated with getting tested for HIV. So those who remembered their healthcare providers talking to them were significantly more likely to have gotten an HIV test among these high-risk, many with mental health problems, adolescent sample. So, the conclusions here, HIV testing was associated with some of the known risk factors that are present in the literature. So being sexually active, we know, having a mental health problem, but rates of testing were low. It was around a quarter of our adolescents had been tested. And some of the risk factors like sex without a condom were not associated, suggesting that teens may be poor judges of their own risk behavior. Surprising, I know. Really public health initiatives need to target this at-risk group, which is still accessible while they're in school, which I think is really one of the key points, is this is a time when we have them captured, and particularly because a lot of kids with mental health problems do not graduate from high school, and so this is a group that is vulnerable, and that this is the time that we can capture them. So perhaps we should be offering testing in alternative schools. Those who received information from therapists and doctors were more likely to be tested. I should also note that this is all based on retrospective reports. So it's possible that more doctors and therapists, in case you're a doctor or a therapist in the audience saying, I talked to all my kids about HIV and HIV testing, it's possible that more of these kids had been talked to than reported it and that they just did not recall, which we could argue speaks to how are those messages getting across and what do we need to do differently there. Teens who were more likely to be in contact with the health system by virtue of a psychiatric disorder, a pregnancy, an STI, were more likely to have been tested. You know, there's interesting data, qualitative data from other research groups that show that the two biggest reasons adolescents report for not getting tested are that they believe they were never offered a test, and they believe that they're not at risk. And so these are the hurdles that the healthcare system really needs to be able to jump over to get more adolescents tested, particularly high-risk adolescents. So the overall public health message here seems to be that we, as a system, we need to capitalize on the contacts and the opportunities that we have with all adolescents, because the CDC recommendations as of 2006 are that anyone 13 and older be tested for HIV, regardless of where you live or any risk behaviors. It's 13 to 64, you should be tested. And then we need to capitalize on the opportunities that we have to promote testing among adolescents, because what this data would also suggest is that when your therapist talks to you or when your doctor talks to you, adolescents will listen, and we need to be thinking a little bit more outside the box of how we're going to be able to do that. It was really neat that, just as a side note, right before this, there was a poster session that had a group from UCSD who had done a intervention program where they took kids from alternative schools and brought them to a health clinic and took them around, showed them what testing for all STDs would look like, what the process was, and at the end of that offered testing. And they got 90% of kids who had done that program, when they were handed a piece of paper and told to sit down and check off whether or not they wanted to get testing, 90% of kids ended up getting tested or requested HIV testing. And so I think it's a great model, it's a neat idea, and it shows the kind of out-of-the-box thinking that we're probably going to have to do if we're going to reach these kinds of high-risk adolescents. That is all. Thanks.